Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
Now, here's Pastor Dab.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hopefully you had a great Christmas.
I did, and did you?
Yes, as usual. And they are here yet.
All right, yeah, Star's here. Hey, Alan. And Quentin. And we are ready to win.
Yes.
We're so excited to be here. Yeah,
are you so excited
to be here.
Are you at the building?
Right. We're at the building.
You can't get in, right?
Yeah. We're
Let me run down. You can jabber away.
We're so excited to be here, you guys. This is our last show of the year. Oh, somebody's letting us in.
our last show of the year. So we're just so thankful to the Lord to be able to finish this year off with a bang and be able to share with you guys some of the exciting shows that we've had all year long. So we're so very excited. And like we do every single week, we're going to go ahead and start our show off with some inspiration from Pastor Dab. So, Pastor Dab, take it away.
All right. It's so good to be in the land of the living. I just tell God, thank you. I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to be able to come and just tell God and to tell all of you that God is good all the time, not sometime, but all the time. And I'm so truly thankful. I'm so truly blessed, and I hope you all are out there preparing to cross over into a new year, having great expectations of what God is going to bring forth for you in the new and coming year. It's just such a blessing to still be here in the land of the living because somebody didn't wake up today. But thanks be to God that we're still here to fulfill our purpose. So we pray for those that didn't wake up this morning. And we have a grateful heart, and we're thankful for where God has taken us to, and we're thankful for where we are right now. And so we just want to read a scripture from Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. It says, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." Knowing that God is the judge, don't wait and expect man to promote you. But promotion comes from God. And so we're truly grateful that whatever you need, God's got it for you. Just remember that. Whatever you need, God's got it for you. And he is the one that brings promotion. He is the one that allows you to rise up. He's the one that elevates you. He's the one. So what we must need to do is continue to give God all the honor, all the glory, and the praise. And I pray that you guys all are able to cross over and to be the best you in the new and coming year, 2019. Amen. And I pray you all have a happy, blessed new year in Jesus' name. Take it away, Star.
All righty. Well, praise the Lord for that word. Promotion doesn't come from the east or the west, but it comes from the Father God. And I just thank God for that word because a lot of times we can look for promotion from other people, you know, and we've got a great show planned for you guys. It's always so exciting, you know, as we get here because we never know where if we're going to be 30 minutes early or range traffic, whatever. But it's just so exciting to get here and to be able to share. And even as we were pulling in, we were listening to Ready to Win coming through the airwaves. And that just did something to me, just to be able to hear the music coming forth through the airways. Because for so long, I didn't know how in the world were we going to get it to come through the airways. How are we going to get this message, this winning message, this positive music with the message to come through the airways? And now look at God. It's coming through the airways. So we are just so thankful to the Lord to be able to be here. And if this is your first time listening to our show, we do Ready to Win every single Saturday from 12 to 1. We are live here in the studio for this last show of the year. I'm Star, live in the studio with my husband.
All right, Quentin Fields in the building,
yes.
In the studio.
And you guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without our favorite engineer over there, Alan. Woo! He is so amazing, you guys. He's always so concerned with us. And he's like, the doors are locked, so I'm going to have to come and let you guys in. So he just running down the steps, letting us in, running back up here so that we can be live here. And it's just a blessing. But when we were pulling in and listening to Ready to Win on the airways, honey, how did that make you feel?
It was great, too. Anytime you have a dream and you manifest the dream and you see it manifested on this side.
Amen.
Instead of the mind realm, when you see it come to life because you took action, because you were afraid to step forward, then it's always awesome. You know, lots of times God gives us a vision, and then we'll ask about 6 or 7 people to confirm our vision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like God gives us the vision, and it's like, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And then since God didn't give them the vision, they're like, well, I don't see it. Well, God didn't give them the vision. So sometimes it's just best to go ahead and do it, and then you can tell them about it.
Amen. So yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're just so thankful that I think for that's such a perfect scripture, Mommy, for the last year, the last Saturday of our year of our radio program. That was just a perfect scripture that promotion doesn't come, you know,
neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the south. Mm. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another.
Yes.
So God is in control. He's the one that's giving the promotion. And that's Psalm 75, verses 6 through 7.
That's so awesome.
And I can relate to that scripture because I read it 10 years for promotion. 10 years. And what I learned is how to be patient. And that was a very, very valuable lesson. And sometimes you just have to stay faithful. Staying faithful just means, you know, doing what you're supposed to do. And God is in charge of due season. So it happens when it's supposed to happen. And sometimes you have to rest assured and not be up nights wondering, you know, if you plant a seed, you're not responsible for producing whatever that seed is supposed to produce. Your job is to plant the seed and cultivate it, but you develop yourself, but you don't control what happens under the ground. That's all God. So, you know, we just have to do our part and let God do the rest because we're not equipped to do his part.
Amen. That's so true. And I love what Quentin said. We were with him waiting for that promotion because he was more than qualified. And I think that's how a lot of times a lot of us feel. We're more than qualified. Why, Lord, are you not moving? Why is it not happening for me yet? Why is it happening for everybody else? Because you know that you're more than qualified. But it's that due season and that waiting patiently and still keeping a good attitude with Thanksgiving. You know, it's like, oh, my Lord. So it's all those things that you learn in the wait. There's so many lessons in the waiting process. And I truly believe that when the doors open and when God does give us, because he's the one that does give us the promotion, when he gives you the promotion in his timing, in his due season, that you will be able to be such a blessing to other people. And you'll know, and you will know that it's nobody but God that did it. No man did it. Nobody else could have did it. Nobody but God did it.
Sometimes you get tested in the waiting period because you get a chance to watch everybody else promote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's something about that. It's something about watching everybody else promote because it's something about learning how to be happy for other success. You know, mm-hmm. that's a powerful thing when you know, and it's a great maturity to learn how to be happy in other success. And at the same time, know that yours is coming. You know, a lot of people think that when somebody goes forward, they go backwards. And that's not the way it is. You know, when you think that you go backward when somebody else goes forward, it brings feelings of, you know, insecurity, and you feel like, you know, how come everybody else succeeded except for me? But, you know, don't compare yourself to anyone. Just compare yourself to yourself. Compare yourself today to yourself yesterday.
Right.
That's the best way to move forward.
That's it. And then one of the tools that's really good for you to do that, especially if you do use social media, is to look back. You know, sometimes they'll do your year at a glance. And this is a perfect time for you to look back at your year at a glance because, you know, you can look back to see a lot of things over the year. And this is why it's so important to take inventory of our lives and the things that you do to document your journey in some type of way, whether you take a picture, whether you write in a journal or whatever, but you want to be able to have some type of record so you can go back and see all of the great things that you've done. And that is one of the good things that I do love about social media is that they kind of keep a photo catalog of your journey. And they'll give you your year, your 2018 in 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know it took a lot more than 30 seconds for this year to go by, but they'll kind of give you that. And then you can look and say, oh yeah, I did have fun. Because sometimes you can, you know, because we're who we are and we're so close to the situation, we might not be able to see, you know, the progress within ourselves, the progress that we've made within our children might have made because we're there every single day in and day out. So you might not be able to see the progress, but when you can look at your year at a glance and see, hey, this is some of the things that I've accomplished this year. These are some of the places that I've been this year. These are some of the strides that we've made this year. I think that's great. You know, even with your spending, you can even go back when you, a lot of our credit cards and bank statements, you can look at your year at a glance and you'll be able to, they'll be able to say, oh, you spent, this is for Star and Mommy, our shopaholics, right? You spent a lot in retail this year. You know what I'm saying? They'll be able to go back and look, or you spent a lot in restaurants this year eating out or whatever. So you'll be able to look at your year at a glance. And I know that we want to be able to look at our spiritual life, every part of our lives, we need to be growing and we need to be able to do inventory and we need to be able to take a look back and say, what have you accomplished this year? And I encourage you guys, as we get ready to go forward in 2019, I encourage you guys to definitely go back and take a look at some of your highlights that you've had in your life in 2018. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Be thankful for everything that God has brought you from, kept you from, you know, brought you from, kept you from, you know, everything that he's done in your life. And just count it all joy. You know what I mean? Count it all joy. It is well with my soul. Even the things that you haven't accomplished yet, you can still put those on the list for next year. But thank God for the things that he has already done. And I think just keeping that type of posture and that type of attitude and that type of heart, it just really keeps you, it keeps you mentally in a good space when you can just, you know, one of the things I always say is praise God. And I mean it, because I have to praise him no matter what. Praise him if everything is going great, and praise him if everything is not great, because guess what? It can get better. It's going to get better if I keep on praising him. So I just encourage you guys to just take inventory of your year and look at some of the things that you've accomplished, and know that it was God that brought you through all those things. He's the one that made it possible for you to accomplish those things. And in him and through him, praise the Lord, 2019 can even be a better year.
Especially when you're going into a new year, lots of times we reflect on the year's past, and then we make resolutions about what we're going to do for the new year. And it's about growth. It's about progress. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of time we pray for new things, but we don't pray for the mindset. We pray for new things, but we don't pray for the mindset. So
here we go. I'm going to tell you what he's going to say. You can't put new wine.
Oh yeah. It's coming.
In old leather bag.
It's coming because you can't put new wine in old leather bag. So the most important thing, whenever you have a goal, whenever you want to achieve something, you always begin with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
We always begin. When I want to learn something new, I start right there learning. I start with learning. It all begins with learning, because I take my time to learn the craft, to learn the history, to learn the craft, to learn everything, because it begins with the mind. Because it's true. You can't put new wine in old leather bags. So if you have a, it's a difference between a declaration and a resolution.
Mm.
A declaration. So in 2019, I want to make I want to have resolution, which means if something is resolved, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you resolve, your mind is made up, and when your mind is made up, it's a done deal.
Right.
But if you make a declaration, you know, sometimes we tell people, "Oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that," and none of it gets done because we made a declaration, but we haven't resolved anything. So the resolve portion takes place in your inner man. It's not a, you know, it's good to make a declaration. Some people try to do that to hold themselves accountable, but the action happens within. And sometimes you can resolve something and you don't have to say anything and it's a done deal, you know, because you made up your mind. Be transformed by the renewing. The transformation takes place. And that's what we have to remember. That's key. The transformation takes place with the renewing of the mind. That is the most important aspect of it. Renewing of the mind, especially going into the new year. So no more declarations, but resolutions.
Amen. Amen. And amen. I'm just so excited, you guys. I just feel so blessed that we're just able to be here and to be able to share with you guys what's on our hearts, because we've been having these conversations at home. And we've been stirring up the gift that's on the inside of us. I'm telling you, our atmosphere has changed so excited. I don't think I went to bed till like 4:30 this morning. And I think Quentin was up there studying and learning till about, I think he went to bed maybe 3:45 or 4.
Like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
3:30 a.m.
Yeah. And mommy, I think she finally fell asleep around 3:30-ish. So, but it's just like something happened in the last couple of days that we are so totally excited about. And, you know, it's amazing because when you've had a goal and you've been wanting to do something for so long, there's so many things that, you know, the enemy will try to put roadblocks and stumbling blocks in your way. And, you know, we've had to just release some things and let go of some things that have frustrated us throughout the year. And some of these things, they become like a tormenting, they can just be like a tormenting spirit, you know? And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't set goals, or they don't want to make resolutions, and they end up making a bunch of declarations, is because they might try to get started and something will happen and it'll just distract them, get them off track. And then they feel like it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen anyway. And so I just really feel like in my heart that a lot of people, and I don't know if you guys struggle with this, but this is something that we're going to talk about for now, and then after the break and for the rest of the show, we're going to talk about some of our highlights, but we're also going to talk about some of the things that hold us back from setting goals. And one of those things is having a spirit of perfection. And I think that perfectionist spirit, I think it's a sneaky little spirit there. You know, you want every single thing to be perfect before you ever get started. And because we are not perfect, only God is perfect. We strive to do things with a spirit of excellence, but because we're not perfect, things aren't perfect, our lives are not perfect. Sometimes it seems like that one thing is not good enough. I'm not good enough. All these signs and symptoms of not being good enough, they creep into your psyche. And then the thing that you wanted to do, the thing that you know God told you to do, the very thing that you're supposed to do, it never gets done because there's this sneaky spirit of perfection that creeps in. And it's really, really dangerous because it can really become a prideful spirit as well. Because it can become a form of pride, and it can keep you from never, ever accomplishing the very thing that you are supposed to do. So I'm going to talk with you about some ways that we've had to just overcome that, because that sneaky spirit of perfection and wanting things to be done this perfect way, how it has basically, you know, it's taken up a lot of our time. So it's been a time stealer, and it's been, it's tried to be a joy killer. It's tried to be a dream killer. You know, it's just been something that has been lingering on, and we had to get rid of that this week. We had to make some changes this week. So I'm going to tell you guys some of the things that we did to move forward. But what do you want to say about that spirit of perfection and that spirit versus the spirit of excellence, working with the spirit of excellence versus the spirit of perfection?
I fully endorse practice makes perfect, but I know what Star is talking about is, if you, I'll use Star as an example. If you have a music project and the music is good, it's great music, but you may run into somebody and they may be like, you know what, this is what you need. That music ain't gonna be good enough until you need the live cymbal on that thing.
The live cymbal.
So now you're looking for the live cymbal, and then you might run into somebody like, you know what, I like those pianos, I like that piano sound, but my trained and perfect ears tell me that's not a real piano. You need a real piano.
Yeah.
And then you be like, okay, I'm going to go get a real piano. And then you go get the real piano. And then it's like, who played that piano? Leroy? Nah, you got to have John Livingston. These are just fake names. If it doesn't come from this person, then it ain't good enough. And then you can go in that circle, and then you'll never accomplish what you set out to accomplish. Sometimes you have to know the season of just put it out there. There's a season of just look. Put it out there in the atmosphere, because the average person doesn't have the trained ears to know all of that stuff anyway. So if you can pursue perfection, but you have to understand that everyone has a different idea of what perfection is.
Right.
Perfect. Like, I use the example, like, Star, she puts out videos all the time, and she uses a cell phone.
I do.
I have this thing where, you know, I have to go upstairs into my laboratory, mm-hmm. and I have to utilize my expensive camera, uh-huh. and I have to do all of these things. But then I noticed, like, well, she's getting the same exact result that I get from her cell phone than me using all this equipment.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes it's just about just getting it out into the atmosphere.
Right. And I think that, you know, and that is definitely what you said about the mindset, because it is about getting out into the atmosphere, and it's about being functional. It's about, you know, a lot of times we're looking for things that are functional that are going to work in our lives. How can you make this thing that you want to do work in your life? Sometimes for like Quentin, he can go up into his laboratory. He loves it. He got this beautiful, all this beautiful equipment and stuff, but he can go up in there and work. And I might be downstairs because Gabriel's running downstairs, round in circles, creating a gym out of the front room, okay? And a bounce chair out of the couch, literally. So I might be down there sitting it, but I can use the cell phone and edit the video while I'm sitting there watching him do somersault, flip-flop, running track. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like that makes it functional for us. But the key is, if you never get it done, I would want to go to the laboratory, but I would never get it done. So, and I think that's the same thing, that the problem that I would have is with the music is never getting it done. How can you make your dream, your goals for 2019? How can you take this perfectionist spirit out of it, still be able to work with the spirit of excellence and accomplish your goals? And I think those are going to be some of the things that we're going to talk about after this break. But we're going to tell you some steps that we've taken this week. And I'm just so excited because I can feel energy in my voice again. Oh, my goodness. My mom is excited. Quentin is excited. We're just so excited. And we are ready to win, you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this break.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and the Democrats are trading blame for the partial government shutdown, but they're doing little serious talking with each other as the disruption slogs now into a second weekend. The president threatening to close the border with Mexico, press Congress to give him the money he's been seeking for a wall. The Democrats say it's a no-go. They say they will not provide any money, and when they take control of the House in January, they'll end the government shutdown as well. The sheriff leading the investigation into the shooting death of a California police officer this week is taking aim at so-called sanctuary laws that limit cooperation with U.S. immigration authorities, considering that the suspect in the case was in the country illegally.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant. He was found at a residence in the Bakersfield, Kern County area.
And these tearful comments at that same press conference from the brother of the slain officer, Reggie Singh, says he's grateful to the law enforcement officers who pursued the suspect.
A lot of law enforcement people that I don't know to work days and nights to make this happen.
The sheriff says Arriaga was a native of Mexico, had been in the country illegally for several years. Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nielsen continues her tour of U.S. border facilities.
Ms. Nielsen is scheduled to visit Yuma, Arizona today. Yesterday, the secretary was in El Paso, Texas to see facilities operated by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection 4 days after the death of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso, the second Guatemalan child to die in the Border Patrol's custody in 3 weeks. Ms. Nielsen has called the death, in her words, deeply concerning and heartbreaking, and has requested medical help from other government agencies. George Manzani reporting.
Another weekend of demonstrations in France. Police today in Paris fired tear gas as demonstrators clashed once again with riot police. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for a slight chance of rain today and tonight. 30% chance of showers, cloudy skies today, high 75. 20% chance of showers, Some patchy fog overnight, mostly cloudy skies, low of 64. Mostly cloudy both Sunday and Sunday night. High tomorrow, 78. Low tomorrow night, 63. And then mostly cloudy Monday through Wednesday, highs about 78.
All right, you guys. Welcome back to our last show of 2018. This is Ready to Win, and I am Star.
Quentin.
And
Pastor Dab
and Gabriel. Hey, hey, hey. The whole family is here. And we are so excited, you guys. We are ready to win. And we're talking about it today. We're talking about that spirit of perfection versus working with the spirit of excellence and some ways that having that spirit of perfection has held us back over the years and some things that we've done to overcome it. And one of the first things I want to talk about is, you know, there's never ever a good time to start something new. If the Lord gives you a dream in your heart and you know he wants you to do it, he put that desire there, you wake up thinking about it, you go to bed thinking about it, it just doesn't pass. It might be something that you've never even shared with anybody, but you might have an inner baker, and you might one day I want to own my own bakery, you know what I mean? Or one day I want to have my own clothing store. Or it could be anything, guys. It can be something that looks and sounds so crazy to other people, but he put that desire there inside of you. You know, one day I'm going to have my own school for children with special needs. I mean, you know, seriously, like I really didn't want to do that, but praise the Lord, God wanted us to do that because we honestly wanted to have a safe place for Gabriel. I knew that I wanted to have a safe place. I remember that God even shared with me that 3 years before that we even came together, me and my business partners, to be able to do that. But I remember the Lord shared with me about having a safe place. But it wasn't like at the top of my list, guys. I can't tell you that it was at the top of my list, but God had put that already there in my heart. So I wasn't, when the idea came up, I wasn't totally like, oh, I would never want to do that, because God had already put that there in my heart 3 years ago. And, but there's things that he's put in your heart that might seem crazy to other people, but they are not. They're dreams that can become a reality. And on this platform that God has given us, Ready to Win, for this hour, I love helping people realize their dreams and knowing that they don't just have to be dreams, but dreams come true. I'm like one of those crazy people that just believe that anything is possible. And if you step out on faith, even if you don't know how it's going to happen, you know, there'll be like a net there. God will keep you from falling. You know, I've done some crazy, crazy things in my short amount of life here. And my husband can attest. I mean, he's like, amen. But I'm not really scared to take risks. You know what I mean? I'm not really. I think I'm a little bit more conscious now that I have a Gabriel. But before that, before Gabriel, BG, it was like, whatever, you know, we'll be okay. You know, now I know when you have children, you have to take more calculated risks because you have, you know, people that are dependent on you. But when it was just me and Quentin, I'm like, whatever, we'll be okay. We're going to have something to eat. You know what I mean? Might not have nothing else. We're going to have some food, you know. So, but I think that you can never get too old or get to the point where you stop dreaming and stop believing and stop having those dreams and those desires and know that they truly can come to pass. And so when the Lord tells you to do something, when he speaks a word to you, when he gives you, puts something in your heart, that's your assignment. And, you know, to not do it is basically like telling God, I'm not going to do what you put in me, what I know you want to do through me. I'm just not going to do it, which I think is just like a slap in the face and, you know, just really sin to not do what he wants you to do. You know what I mean? So, and then on top of that, So you've got to have some big faith here. But on top of that, you've got to be willing to do the thing that he's called you to do. And I think writing it down, you know, they say write the vision, make it plain. When you've done all those things, you wrote it down, you said, I'm willing to do the things that you want me to do. I really believe that's when that spirit of perfection comes in and says, hey, you're not good enough. This isn't good enough. That idea is not good enough. I mean, you just have this whole big battle in your mind that you go through. And such and such is doing it better than you. Such and such is, you know, this person can do it better than. I mean, why do you think you need to do that? Who do you think you are? These are all the things that come into your head whenever you get ready to step out and do something.
I think it's a doubt. I think I would call it a spirit of doubt, because it's the same story as and this is exactly what the story is. I related to when I want to say it was Peter who called out to Jesus. They were in a boat, uh-huh. And Jesus was on the water, and he said, "Lord, is that you?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "If it's you, let me walk on this water." Mm-hmm. Something that's supposed to be impossible,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Yeah, well, come on." And here's the powerful thing: he got up without doubting, right? And he was walking on the water. He was already walking on the water, right? He was already walking on the water, and he began to look around. He began to look at the circumstances. He's like, wait a minute. This is water. I'm not supposed to be able to walk on water according to these laws. And he started looking at, it was when he started looking at all the things, all these different things. That's when he started to sink. And then he needed to say, oh, Lord, bail me out. But what if he would continue to walk on the water? Uh-huh. So what happens is God gives you a vision, right? And you're like, this is it.
I know it.
This is straight from the Lord himself.
Yes.
And then we start consulting with people.
That's it.
And this is where we begin to sink, when we start consulting with people, because they introduce doubt. I think you need to do this, 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 and this. And then you go talk to somebody else. I do it this, 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 and this. And then your confidence starts going down. And then they can kill it. They can totally and completely kill the dream when the best thing to do is just follow God's advice and put it out in the atmosphere.
Put it out in the atmosphere.
So you gotta know when to just put it out in the atmosphere, because you could talk to a million people and they're gonna have a million different ideas, and that's where confusion comes in.
Uh-huh.
And then you begin to start sinking. But what if you? So sometimes you just gotta do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Nike.
Sometimes you just gotta do it. And sometimes your best learning comes from after you do something.
Right.
And then you can say, okay, I'm going to tweak it this way, tweak it that way. But what if you never do it?
Right.
It's a different result from not doing something and doing something and learning from it. Right. Sometimes it's best to do something. Then after you do it, you say, okay, now that I've had that experience, I know to do this, this, and this better. But if you don't never move forward, you don't never get out of the boat. Or if you allow everybody else to put their 2 cents in,
mm-hmm.
then you can sink.
That's it.
You could be stuck in a place. You could be looking at Jesus over there and thinking right here.
Thinking right here. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the doubt that comes into play. And that's why I say childlike faith. The childlike faith is you're not looking at all of this perfection. You're not looking at, oh, it has to be this, this, this. You're just looking at, hey, God told me to do it. I'm doing it.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, you're not consulting with a million people to try to get perfection.
Right.
You're just going to do it.
That's it. That's what Gabriel does. He just does it. You know what I mean? I learned so much from Gabriel, you guys. He is so confident in his own skin. He walks around the house with so much confidence, like, I'm the king of the castle. And Quentin's like, no, I'm the king of the castle. Gabe's like, I'm the king of the castle. And he just walks around.
Did you guys see the picture?
I did see the picture. He came in Quentin's office and sat.
I didn't even have my laboratory. The man cave is now Gabriel's cave.
Yeah, he came in there and sat in my chair.
I thought he was producing the video. He took over.
He's so confident and so confident in his own skin. And that's what I love about him, because he doesn't know that, hey, I'm not really supposed to do this. Like when we go in restaurants, he just screams to the side. Like it's really, really high, guys, and it's really, really loud. And he lets everybody know, hello, I'm here. And I'm just like, oh, Lord. But now I'm just embracing it. I say, hi, everybody. Autism awareness, you know. And so I just smile and love them and just give them a big squeeze and let them know Gabriel said hello, you know. But that those things help us as adults to not have so much fear and to step, get out of our own way and to realize if that we are good enough. We're good enough to do this and to write this music and to sing these songs and that God wants to use us. He can use us to do this. If he didn't want us to do it, he wouldn't have given us the music, given us the words. And, you know, and that's the same thing I want to tell you guys. If he didn't want you to do it, he would not have put all those things on the inside of you. There's so many of you guys out there right now that have books inside of you that have been there for a long, 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 long time. And you just are like, I just don't know how to get started. And I just want to tell you, there's this thing called Google, www.google.com. And you can go there and it'll tell you how to get started. And you would be surprised how much easier it is than what you think it is in your own head. There's this thing called YouTube. My mom asks me all the time, Star, how do I do this? I'm like, I don't know how to do it. How'd you do it? I YouTubed it. You know, Quentin, I mean, let me tell you guys something. He's a genius man. But one of the things that I love about him the most is that guess what he does? He reads the directions. Even for Christmas dinner, he cooked these Hawaiian rolls. And I'm like, Quentin, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You got this plastic in the oven. He's like, Star, it's supposed to cook in that. I've never seen that in 40 years. Nobody ever cooked the Hawaiian rolls in the plastic. And he said, Star, that container was directly designed to cook the rolls perfectly. And everybody came over and they were like, what did he do to those rolls? They were so good. They were so impressed by the rolls. And I'm thinking, wow. He followed the directions. I seen Quentin take the whole front bumper off of my mom's car to fix the headlight from the YouTube video. He followed the directions. And when I tell you it saved over like $1,200, $1,500, because he can follow the directions. And I'm telling you guys, tell him, Quentin, that they can follow the directions too.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
You don't have
so
to.
So you can follow the directions. I think we're talking about starting something without so much delay, waiting for the perfect time.
Yeah.
And I think we're also talking about learning as you go. You can start something and you can get out there like Star. Like, I don't think I would be crazy enough to start a radio station, but Star is. So she'll start a radio station. But guess what? We get better and better after it was done. So sometimes it's about understanding the season you're in. There's a season for learning. There's a season for waiting, and then there's a season for just going forward and just doing something, you know. And they both involve waiting patiently involves faith, and so does just taking action. And there's a season for both. Sometimes we wait too long, and then sometimes we either wait too long,
or we get started,
or we jump out there without any. Any research at all. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's a balance between the two. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's best to just do something and then learn from it after you do it. Because you could spend years waiting for this perfect. I'm waiting for the heavens to open up. I'm waiting to see him on the cloud. Then I go ahead and take this action.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And then there's people who just be like, I'm doing it.
Right.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, you might want to read the directions first.
Right.
So it's knowing the season that you're in.
Right.
And that's a powerful thing, being in tune with the seasons, because there's different seasons. The season is the time. There's due season. So you got to understand the season that you're in. There's a season to spend, and there's a season to save. Mm-hmm. You don't want to save all your money because you can't take it with you. And you don't want to spend all your money,
yeah.
Right? Because then you won't have anything. So you got to understand the season that you're in. You got some people, these people over here saying, save all your money. And then you got these people over here, right? I'm talking about the different extremes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in life. You got these people on the far right, and you got these people on the far left, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the compromise in between?
Right.
The compromise in between, the sweet spot. Hit the sweet spot. So understand, and that comes from, the sweet spot comes from understanding the season that you're in. There's a time for this and there's a time for that. But you got to understand the time. You got to look at the watch.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the watch. Then you understand what season that you're in.
Amen. Amen. And Mommy, how are you feeling over there? Because I want you guys to know that we just released our CD. So go ahead and tell them how you're feeling.
Shoot.
Well, I believe that, you know, when God gives it to you, you got to have faith enough to believe what God said. So our obedience is in the releasing of it. So I felt when I did what I did this week and released what I had in my hand and what I had in my heart, it was the message from the Lord. You know, it was the words that was in the song. Not so much I can sing it so perfectly, but the fact that what I sang it with those words was going to be able to help set somebody free, help bring forth deliverance, help heal somebody. You know, so you have to be willing and obedient, it tells you in the Word of God. You can eat the good of the land. So I think it's our obedience to the Lord. When you do what God tells you to do, when you obey the Word of God and you release what God has given you to release, because He wants you to release it. So when you do the releasing of it, you say, okay, God, I believe you. I believe God. So you just go ahead and release it. And I think that's why I got so excited, because I finally released what God has given me over 6 years ago. You know, all this materials I've been writing, and just nobody's seen it. Nobody's heard it. You know, nobody knows who I am, which is okay, because it's all for the glory of God. But when I released it, in that release, I don't know, I just got a charge. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I can tell you,
it was a good feeling, because I felt like, okay, it's my season. God allowed me to do everything I needed to do. And the most important thing was I was obedient in releasing it.
And I can tell you that both.
Let go and let God. So when we let go and let God, He's going to bring everything forth, because God knows what's best for us. So if us believing and trusting in what God has, you know, told us to do, then that's when we're going to get the reward. So we have to release in us and what's in our hands, you know, and it's all for the glory of God.
And both Star and Pastor Dev, they have excellent CDs. Trust me, I've been hearing them for
a long time.
To where I was like, well, y'all go ahead and release this thing, all right? And I would say, this is excellent music.
Yeah,
this is excellent music, because the writing is superb. The music, the melody, everything is superb. But it's just like, what are we waiting for? I mean, it's excellent. Right. I mean, this is excellent, and it's a legacy. It's a legacy to be left on the earth long after we're gone. It's good to leave something in this earth that's going to be here as a legacy.
That is so true. And
so I don't feel like, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm not professional. I've not been professionally trained. I'm not this. I'm not that. You know, we're so judgmental on ourselves, you know, that we won't release what God has given within us that can be a blessing to somebody else. What we think is not, what we think might not be a blessing is really going to be a blessing, but we're so afraid to let it go. Just release it.
Right.
You know?
That's so true. And, you know, I woke up feeling that. I was just so convicted and just, you know, convicted, kind of frustrated. And I was like, I'm not going to allow this tormenting spirit to go into another year with me, because it's just like, it's just a heaviness. You know, it was the day after Christmas. We had an amazing, beautiful Christmas. So much many friends and family visited with us. And it was just so perfect Christmas. And then I woke up that next morning and I was like, you know what? I am ready to have an unstoppable year, an unstoppable 2019. Like, I don't want to watch somebody else have an unstoppable 2019. I want to have an unstoppable 2019. You know, that's what I woke up feeling in my spirit. And I said,
I said,
it's not going to just happen with people, with me not ever putting the CD out. I had the CD in my hand for since March, but I thought I was going to do it, get some changes made, get this, get that. And for whatever reason, it never happened the way I thought it was going to happen. I said, you know what? I'm about to release this, because you guys, it doesn't matter who, here we go back to that spirit of excellence versus a spirit of perfection. You don't have to think you have enough time or working with the right people. There is no right person. You're the right person. Okay. my mom, we have a family member in our family that worked with Michael Jackson's family. And mommy, if you can go meet them, they're going to be able to do this for you. They're going to be able to do that for you. You know what? He worked with Michael Jackson's family. You know what I'm saying? He's got pictures with all the Jacksons and the all of them. I mean, he worked with them for years and years. But guess what, guys? Where does promotion come from? Does it come from other people that work with Michael Jackson? Even if they're in your own family? No, it doesn't come. God is the one that brings forth promotion in his time. And, you know, we have to know that. We've got to know that he's going to be the one that is going to do it. And that's the thing about it. We can't continue to look for other people.
That's where the obedience. Look,
yeah.
That's the obedience part.
The obedience part. It's us doing what we need to do consistently and for us to be able to be obedient and be able to put what he's given us, put it out there. And guess what? There's people out there that are going to be blessed by the message. They're going to be blessed by what you have. So we're going to play this one last song, and then we're going to finish off. And I got the song right here. And so we're going to play this song. It's called What Makes You Unstoppable. And here's to an unstoppable 2019.
What makes you unstoppable? Redefine impossible. There'll be highs and there'll be lows. Quitting is not optional. What makes you unstoppable? Redefine impossible. There'll be highs and there'll be lows. The journey is incredible. I'll never give up. I won't quit. I'll keep fighting till the very end. No turning back. Gotta stay on track. Gotta keep doing, and keep it moving,
unstoppable.
Impossible.
There'll be highs and there'll be lows.
Highs, lows.
Quitting is not optional.
I won't give up, no.
What makes you unstoppable?
Keep pushing on.
Redefine impossible.
You can make it.
There'll be highs and there'll be lows.
Don't give up.
The journey is incredible.
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 Doesn't kill you. Makes you stronger.
You guys unstoppable. Here's to an unstoppable 2019. We are so thankful to the Lord for bringing us so close to the end of 2018. And we just give God honor and glory and praise. We're about to celebrate our 2-year anniversary on the radio. We've been with you for 2 years, Alan. Yeah, I think our anniversary is like February the 11th. So it'll be coming up here in February. So that means we've been on the air for 2 years. And, you know, you could have never told me that either. But God had put it in my heart. And then here I go, jump, 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 Star. Quentin comes back from being gone like, what are y'all doing now? It's like, yeah, now we're on the radio. He's like, what in the world? So I'm excited. Next week, I want to see if we can invite Pastor Dab to come in the studio and share her story on how she created her music, her new CD, her single that is just released out into the atmosphere called When People See Me, They See You. It's such an inspirational, beautiful song. That's a beautiful message. And we want to have her come in and share her story. And tell you how she created that song, what she was going through in her life that made that song come forth. And so I can't wait to hear all about that, Mommy. And we'll play your new song and tell everybody how they can start getting it. And you guys, we want you to know that we're creating a winning movement. We're going to do some great things for this new year. And we're just excited about what the Lord is going to do for 2019. So. Does that sound good to you guys? Can you come in and share your story, your testimony of what God has done through your life and how he gave you that song, When People See Me, They See You? I can't wait for us to debut that. We've never played one of her songs on the air, so it's going to be so exciting next week to be able to launch that out. First Saturday of the year to be able to launch out that new CD from her. So excited. So we got 1 minute before we close out our show this year, for this year, but we want to wish you guys a happy new year, a safe and happy new year from Star
Quentin,
Pastor Dab. Happy new year, you guys.
Yes, and Gaby Baby,
and
he wishes you
happy new year too.
Yes, he does. And we just thank you guys for all of your support and love throughout this year. It's been such a great year with you guys. And if you love what you've been hearing, if you like to partner up with us, you can do so at www.giveawayfoundation.org/donate. And we would love to have you guys come on the air, share your story and what you are doing to make Jacksonville a better place for all people that are living with special needs.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.